This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody knows that I love lotteries of all sorts, Mega Millions, Powerballs. And as a Wizards fan, I mean, I'm used to being in the draft lottery. It's a it's an annual spring rite of passage for Wizards fans. You're just kind of always in the lottery. And the Wiz right now are sitting, they should get the 10th overall pick if you go by the numbers.
Right.
But they could slide down.
Three, right?
Could slide down. They could also vault into the top four. They have a 13.
You could get into the fourth.
They have a 13.9% chance of getting into the top four. Now, if they did what normal teams do down the stretch and were committed to losing, if they had just lost two more games, they would be in the same boat as the Lakers with a 26% chance of getting into the top four.
Nice.
But no. The Wizards had to do the weird thing toward the end, and they beat playoff-bound teams like Dallas. I think they blew out Dallas.
Because they were tanking. They weren't tanking. They just benched their players.
Yeah, and they beat the Minnesota Timberwolves, another playoff-bound team. Like, they did weird, abnormal things down the stretch when all you have to do is lose. Just keep losing games, and you improve your chances in the lottery.
Well, it'd be great if they could move up and land in the top three.
But
I don't know that it's going to happen. It's very unlikely. I saw this morning about the New York Knicks. Mm-hmm. So the first time they ever did the lottery, it was the Patrick Ewing lottery.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the Knicks won it. Since then, they've been in it 17 times.
Right.
They've never moved up. They've either stood pat based on the percentages,
JP,
or slid down.
That's called karma for using a frozen envelope to get Patrick Ewing
what are
the number one overall pick.
What are the honest of being no shtick?
Yeah,
that the envelope was frozen.
100%.
I think it's probably
100%.
Yeah,
I mean, this
There's
is
no
a,
way they just
this
luckily
is a days
got
before
it.
Like Price Waterhouse Coopers is overseeing it.
Yeah,
like you know, like one of the big accounting firms wasn't like making sure there were no shenanigans going on.
Yeah,
I mean, there were big oversized envelopes in a hopper. You know how easy that is to manipulate?
Do you ever watch, like, does he thumb through a few before he gets the cold one?
I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and revisit
that. We should
that.
Watch that again.
It is lottery day. I should
but
go
it
watch
is,
that.
You got to give him credit. It is a stroke of brilliance.
Of course.
To freeze the envelope and guarantee that
Patrick
Ewing
is this halftime of the game tonight, or is it before?
It's at 8 p.m.
So it's before
the
game.
It's before on ESPN. I'm kind of drab. If I'm the Wizards, my dream player, I think it is Holmgren. I think he's got the most upside. Because I've seen Banchero, not a ton. He might be a nice player in the NBA. He's not a difference maker.
Who are the Wiz?
He's kind of ugly.
How do you know he's not a difference maker?
Just my opinion.
Oh.
My opinion, like he's going to be, could be a nice player. Like DeAndre Hunter right now in the NBA. Nice player. I don't feel like he's going to change the trajectory of your franchise. Holmgren might have that Kevin Durant upside. Just based on size and athleticism.
Yeah, I mean, he's just very long. He's unique because he can go out there and stretch you, and he's just so freaking long.
Now, it'd be weird that they'd have him and Porzingis together because they're both kind of the same type, like these big, tall seven.
But unless they get into the top two or three, they're not getting him.
No,
they're not going to get him.
So who would you want? Who do you think's – if you're a GM of a team
– If I had the number one pick?
Yeah.
I mean, depending on what I needed, I mean, I would certainly look at Holmgren. Jabari Smith's very good. I think the Keegan Murray kid is really good from Iowa.
Actually, the kid Ivy is intriguing because he reminds me a little bit of
Jaden Ivy. Is a he's a kind of a combo.
But I've really
athletic
only seen him play
kid
once or twice.
No, he's really good. He can shoot it, but I don't know. I mean, who knows how good these guys are going to be?
Problem, you know? There's like no point guards,
and that's what they need. I know.
Well, I saw had him taking Ty Washington. Will he be there? Is he worth it?
Yeah, well, he's down there, though. He may not even be a lottery.
He's just young. He only played 1 year.
How big is he?
6'3", probably. Maybe 6'4".
6'3", 197.
The Johnny Davis kid is pretty good. I mean, he doesn't shoot the ball as well as an Ivy, but he's pretty good. He's about 6'5". I think that Blake Wesley is really good. He's probably the most athletic out of all those kids. But I don't know if he's worth the 10th pick. But it kind of depends on what the Wizards feel they really need. Do they feel like they need a scoring point guard now, or do they go for a wing, or they go for a bigger guy?
I think the GM made it known they're looking for a point guard, but they wanted a pass first.
Do you know how giddy I'm going to be if they pull the 10 card and it's not the Wizards logo? Oh. I'm going to be beside myself. Now, I know they're going to flip over the 10. And it's going to have the Wizards ball logo with the Washington Monument in the middle. I know that's what's going to happen.
Can we not Zach Leontis up there? They always send Zach.
Zach's the guy.
We need a better.
We need a new good luck charm.
Zach Leontis may be the luckiest man in America.
Right.
But for the Wizards, it's not working out.
Who should it be? Who's your guy? Send your guy Corey Kispert, maybe.
No.
Send him on a trip to Chicago.
I don't know. They need some.
Do we have like a hot sales chick or something? We could
send Ovi up there.
Send Ovi.
Yeah,
he's not doing anything else.
He is. Yeah, he does have free time.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Who, the Caps?
Yeah, I'll tell you later. Yeah.
Oh, you have. Inside
we got a little inside story.
It's just a dumb anecdote. It's not a big deal. It's just a dumb anecdote.
Now didn't he get it from you, Jason?
No.
Not that.
I don't know. I don't know. Cakes. Do we have a good luck charm? I mean,
I'm not sure.
Since
is Tommy Shepard good luck? I mean, send him.
Is Cakes going to be tweeting before the lottery's drawn?
He's allowed to.
I don't know.
Caps haven't won since that tweet.
You didn't tweet for game six.
I did not tweet the entire game. Caps still lose. So am I a jinx? Am I the ultimate?
Well, people will just revert back to game four.
Mush cooler. I don't know. Maybe I am.
They're going to revert
back to
Maybe
I'm not.
Maybe they should have just done like a random fan or something. I don't know. They should do something. Yeah, I think he's right. Zach Leonce is not working.
Has he been there every single year?
I think he's been there a couple of years. I've seen him.
I will look, if the Wiz would like to send me last minute as their good luck charm.
You're the opposite of a good luck charm.
I would. Get on a bird and go to Chicago and wear all my Wiz gear and hopefully bring them good luck. I don't think that's going to happen.
It's going to be Wes.
He will represent
the Wizards
tonight.
Yeah. All right.
Good. All right. Switching it up a little bit.
So usually you can only jump into the top three. This year you could jump into the top four. Or maybe I'm just out on what it's been lately.
They changed it a couple years ago.
They switched it so that like Houston, Orlando, and Detroit can't fall below a certain level. Like those. They're so bad. They're like, all right, you guys are so terrible. Like, you can only fall to, like, four.
Yeah, but it used to be you could only jump into the top three. Now you could jump into the top four.
Well, when they changed it a couple of years ago, when they gave the top three teams all the same percentage.
Yeah, remember that?
Uh-huh.
14%.
Is it 14?
So they try to eliminate.
Yeah, somehow it
changed. Yeah.
To try to eliminate the tanking at the end.
Houston, Orlando, Detroit all have a 14% chance of number one. Next is Oklahoma City. They're at 12.5. Indiana's at 10.5.
You said we're 13 overall top four. What are we for number one?
3%.
Ooh. We got a
3% sweat.
1-33.
By the way, kudos to Indiana and Portland. They took tanking seriously. They lost a combined 21 games straight at the end of the season.
Wow.
The Pacers lost 10,
yep.
And Drab's Blazers lost 11 straight.
And they jumped to 5-6, I believe.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, what do the Blazers have left? When Damian Lillard was hurt and they traded C.J. McCollum.
You sleep on Anthony Simons?
I do.
The Blazers blew it. They traded that pick to the Pelicans.
Right.
If the Pelicans didn't make the playoffs and then the Pelicans won a billion games in a row and the Blazers lost the pick. And now they get it in like 5 years or something.
Good job,
from the Bucks or something.
I think the Pelicans have a pretty high pick.
Pelicans
too.
Have the Lakers pick at 8.
8, okay. So you're right. I mean, the Wizards will probably sit there around 10. I mean, I can't imagine they're going to be top 3 or 4.
I'm looking at Ty Washington's numbers. He had some duds. He had a bunch of duds.
Well, he also had an injury towards the end of the year.
Like
he got hurt.
He had 4 against Auburn, 2 against Kansas, 4 against Tennessee, 6 against Florida.
When were those games?
Like January, February, March.
Yeah, I think he missed some games in March.
I mean, he played.
Yeah.
So
but he's young. He's probably 18 years old.
I mean, he also had some good games, but he had a lot of duds.
Wiz fans, whoever's still left, turn on your TVs at 8 o'clock. Bring whatever good luck charm you have. Maybe a rabbit's foot. Maybe a horseshoe. Whatever your favorite good luck charm is, just have it like in your pocket. Maybe just rub that rabbit's foot as we're getting ready to see those cards turned over. And hopefully you don't see the Wiz at 10.
No, you're going to see him
some
at 10.
Some loser franchise like the Kings.
In fact, you'll probably see him at 11 or 12.
Right.
If we send cakes there, they'll be picking 13th.
Yeah, I think they're going to turn down my invite to go to Chicago. That'll be my first trip to Chicago,
by the way. He literally would be
the
last person on Earth that I would send.
You're probably right. And I know nothing about Chicago other than the fact they have deep dish pizza.
If they were holding the draft at the MGM poker room, I would send cakes because he somehow
tends to win
that one.
Let's go. Let's make it happen.
Those random drawings.
Yeah, he's at the frozen tables.
Exactly.
It's been kind of light in that category of late. I'd like to hit one of the next few times I go. When we come back, we'll talk some Washington Nationals. They suffer another bad loss yesterday against the Marlins. We'll talk some Nats next on the Fan.
Yeah, Bickle, Washington was hurt in early February, so I'm guessing that certainly affected his offensive production.
Okay.
And he battled through that all the way through. I mean, he played in the tournament, but he definitely got hurt in February. Anyway, Golfdom is celebrating this year's PGA Championship with their second major sale. Shop now through May 23rd and get a 10% rebate for all VIG members, conveniently located in Tysons or at golfdomgolf.com. Experience the best in clubs, apparel, shoes, club repair, custom club fitting, and everything you need on and off the golf course. Golfdom's fully stocked to serve your golf needs, so go in today for the best selection. Golfdom, live the game.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.